The Wanderer, the ship that Captain Brander commanded, was a fine four-masted bark that made her maiden voyage in the year 1891. Here is a tantalizing account of a captain who could not abandon his ship.
The moment Captain John Brander set foot on the Wanderer's deck, he knew that this was the vessel he had been dreaming of ever since his boyhood. That he could ask nothing more than to remain at her helm until the day he died. And for 5 years he did remain there. Then, on a summer day in 1896, he received word that the head of the shipping company for which he sailed was waiting to see him in an office in Philadelphia.
Yes, Captain. We figure you deserve the biggest and best ship we can offer you. So we're transferring you. You've taken your last voyage on the Wanderer.
In the years that followed, he commanded numerous vessels, and yet not one ever replaced the Wanderer in his affection. 11 years later, Captain Brander was spending a brief shore leave with his wife in a hotel in Liverpool. And it was there, at 2 o'clock, on the morning of April 14th, 1907, that the strange thing occurred. As the captain slept, he dreamed. And in his dream, he found himself suddenly standing on a dock in a strange harbor. Darkness had fallen. But still, he could see a ship at anchor, her lights throwing shimmering reflections on the black waters below.
Good Lord, it's the Wanderer. What's he doing here?
And then he saw another shape looming abruptly through the fog. It was the bow of a steamer, and it was moving swiftly, blindly toward the Wanderer's side. In another instant came the crash. He stood there helpless on the dock, watching the crew abandoning his beloved vessel, watching the flames devour her, watching her settle forever beneath the waves. It was at the hotel breakfast table the following morning that Captain Brander learned the meaning of his dream. He saw his wife suddenly put the newspaper she was reading aside with a strange, furtive gesture.
What's the matter, Mary? What did you see there?
Well, all right. I suppose you'll find out sometime anyway. It's at the bottom of the page.
Heavy fog that lay over the Elbe River last night was responsible for the loss of several lives. The victims were members of the crew of the German liner Gertrude Wehrmann, which rammed and sank the four-masted bark, the Wanderer, standing at anchor in the harbor at Hamburg. The collision occurred at 2 o'clock this morning.
Yes. At 2 o'clock in the morning, at the exact moment that Captain John Brander cried out in his sleep, at that moment, the ship itself was going down in a port several hundred miles away. The details of the real disaster were identical with those which the captain had observed in his dream. A dream incredible but true.